Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Betterware de Mexico, also known by its ticker, BWMX. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Betterware de Mexico, a company that might not be on everyone's radar, but has some intriguing aspects worth exploring. Let's break down what this company is about, check out the latest buzz and performance, and then get into the nitty-gritty with a full SWOT analysis to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be familiar. Betterware de Mexico operates in the direct-to-consumer space, focusing on home organization and household products, primarily through a person-to-person selling model. They're based in Mexico, part of the consumer cyclical sector, and play in the specialty retail industry. With a solid workforce and a market cap that places them in the mid-cap range, they've carved out a niche by catering to everyday household needs with a unique distribution approach. Think of them as a modern take on the classic door-to-door sales model, but with a growing digital twist. Now, let's talk recent performance and news to set the stage. Over the past year, Betterware has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, the stock has had its ups and downs, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting volatility that's not uncommon in the consumer cyclical space. However, looking at longer periods like the past 6 months to a year, there are signs of stabilization that might catch a long-term investor's eye. On the news front, there's chatter about their push into digital advancements, think AI and social selling strategies, which could be a game changer for their traditional model. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 revealed a modest revenue bump of 1.4% year-over-year, though profitability metrics raised some eyebrows. More on that in a bit. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into the SWOT analysis to see what's working for Betterware de Mexico, where they're slipping, and what the future might hold for investors like us who are in it for the long haul. Strengths. One of the standout strengths for Betterware is their unique business model. Their person-to-person selling approach taps into a loyal customer base, especially in markets like Mexico, where personal connections drive purchasing decisions. This isn't just a gimmick, it's a core part of their identity that sets them apart in the specialty retail space. Financially, they've got some solid footing in key areas. Their gross profit margin is impressive, showing they're efficient at turning sales into profit before operating expenses kick in. This kind of margin gives them room to reinvest in growth, which is always a plus for us long-term folks. Another feather in their cap is their focus on digital transformation. As highlighted in their recent earnings call, they're leaning hard into AI and social selling to modernize their approach. If they can blend this tech with their traditional model, they could unlock serious growth potential. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio are in a healthy range, suggesting they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. That's the kind of stability we love to see in a portfolio stock. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Betterware has some cracks to address. One big concern is their profitability on the bottom line. Despite decent revenue growth, their net profit margin isn't as robust as we'd like. The Q3 2025 earnings call hinted at challenges in controlling costs, which could weigh on earnings if not addressed. Their debt-to-equity ratio also raises a red flag. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than ideal for a company in a cyclical industry. If consumer spending takes a hit, this debt load could become a heavier burden. Performance-wise, the stock has been inconsistent in shorter timeframes. Weekly and monthly volatility might not faze us long-term investors, but it signals that market sentiment isn't fully aligned with the company's story yet. Lastly, their reliance on a specific geographic market, primarily Mexico, limits diversification. Any economic or political turbulence in the region could hit them harder than a more globally spread competitor. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of runway for Betterware to grow. Their push into digital and social selling, as mentioned earlier, isn't just a strength, it's a massive opportunity. If they can nail this transition, they could capture a younger, tech-savvy demographic while retaining their core customers. The consumer cyclical sector often rides broader economic trends, and with any uptick in disposable income in their key markets, Betterware could see a nice boost in demand for their household products. Keep an eye on macro indicators for clues here. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to future earnings potential. If they execute on growth plans, this could translate into upside for patient investors. Expansion into new regions or product categories could also be a game changer. While they're heavily tied to Mexico now, even small steps into neighboring markets could diversify revenue streams and reduce risk. Threats. Let's talk risks, because no investment is without them. First up, the cyclical nature of their sector means Betterware is at the mercy of consumer confidence. If economic conditions tighten, discretionary spending on household items could dry up fast. Competition is another looming threat. The specialty retail space isn't empty. There are bigger players and e-commerce giants who could encroach on their niche, especially as Betterware tries to scale digitally. Their debt levels, as I mentioned earlier, amplify risks in a downturn. Higher interest rates or refinancing challenges could squeeze their cash flow if not managed carefully. Finally, industry performance metrics show that the specialty retail space has had its own struggles lately. While Betterware has held up okay, any broader sector weakness could drag them down through no fault of their own. We've seen this kind of guilt by association before, and it's something to watch. All right, let's tie this all together with some insights before we wrap up. For long-term investors, Betterware de Mexico is a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, their innovative push into digital tools and their strong gross margins suggest there's potential for sustained growth if they play their cards right. On the other, profitability hiccups and a hefty debt load remind us that this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. Short-term volatility might spook some, but for those of us with a multi-year horizon, these dips could be buying opportunities if the company shows progress on cost control and digital adoption. One thing I found particularly interesting from their latest earnings call is their emphasis on AI to enhance their selling model. Honestly, if they can pull that off, it could be a differentiator that sets them apart in a crowded market. In conclusion, Betterware de Mexico offers a compelling story for long-term investors willing to stomach some uncertainty. The strengths and opportunities, particularly around digital transformation, give me hope for upside, but the weaknesses and threats mean you've got to keep a close eye on their financial health and market conditions. This isn't a stock to load up on blindly. It's one to monitor as part of a diversified portfolio. If you're intrigued by what you've heard, dive deeper into their financials and keep tabs on their next earnings release for signs of improvement. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Betterware de Mexico. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Betterware as a hidden gem or a pass for now? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.